the Good News Station.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. U.S. officials will begin taking the temperatures of travelers from West Africa as part of a stepped-up response to the Ebola epidemic. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the additional layer of screening will begin Saturday at 5 international airports.
JFK in New York, Newark Airport, Chicago O'Hare, Washington Dulles, and the airport in Atlanta.
Earlier today, a Liberian man with Ebola died in a Texas hospital. Thomas Eric Duncan had come to Dallas in late September, but did not display obvious signs of the disease when he entered the U.S. London police are questioning four terrorism suspects believed to have been plotting an attack inside Britain and checking a possible link to the Islamic State militant group. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. Gatorsecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
A Texas judge has set a December 1st trial date for Adrian Peterson on a charge of felony child abuse. The Minnesota Vikings running back made his first court appearance in suburban Houston today for using a wooden switch to discipline his 4-year-old son. Peterson did not enter a plea, though his attorney says he will eventually plead not guilty. The former FBI chief appointed to investigate the BP oil spill claims process is seeking the return of $240,000 from an Alabama man and his maritime business. In a federal court filing, Lewis Free says the man claimed to have made the bulk of his 2009 income from shrimping, revenue that was shut down by the 2010 Gulf oil spill. However, Free contends the money mostly came from marine debris cleanup work. California fire officials have grounded air tankers after one of their aircraft crashed while fighting a blaze in Yosemite National Park, killing the pilot. This is USA Radio News.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded women's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. In the book of Joel, God says there will be wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. In Acts, the Apostle Peter repeats the verse from Joel, and the book of Revelation says that during the great tribulation, the moon will become like blood. Another blood moon.
When the moon passes through the shadow, it doesn't actually go fully black. It actually turns kind of an orange color because the sunlight is being bent and refracted through the Earth's atmosphere and onto the moon.
Blood moons have appeared in April of this year on Passover, and then again this morning during the Feast of Tabernacles or Sukkot. The timing is the same for 2015, a total of 4 blood moons all appearing on Jewish feast days. In the past, the rare appearance of 4 blood moons on these feast days has coincided with major events for Israel and the Jewish people. In 1492, the Spanish Inquisition. Spain expelled the Jews. In 1967, Israel won the Six-Day War and recaptured Jerusalem. The blood moons of 2014 and 2015 are poised to appear as Iran works toward nuclear weapons and Israel's neighbors, Egypt and Syria, are in chaos. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
And we're on. You know, you talk about that, and it's kind of funny. You know, when you're driving down the turnpike and you pay tolls?
Yeah.
So one day, I stop and I talk to the toll guy, and I says, hey, it's got a sign up, says hiring. So I said, so what's it pay? He says, I'm embarrassed to tell you. And I says, well, is it that bad? And he says, it's real close to minimum wage, and only part-time jobs, no benefits.
Really?
And this is the state of Florida.
It's the state of Florida?
Charging us, gouging us for these tolls.
Wow.
And I thought, you know, there's nothing fair in this whole world.
Well, you know, it's eventually we're going to go to a single-payer system in the country.
Have I not ever said 100 times at least now, and in fact, I was on our other station this morning, WPSL.
Is that PSL?
Yeah. You remember them?
Yeah.
And one of my pet things, Pastor Tom, is that I believe...
Oh, I'm one of your pet peeves?
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
Everybody in America should have Medicare. Why should us old guys get it? And Medicare, to me, is the greatest thing since chocolate milk. Now, there's always abuses in everything, whether it's government or big companies. I don't care what it is, there's abuses. So I fully expect that. And there's going to be changes in it all the time. But if everybody in America had Medicare, the way Medicare works, it pays 80% of the doctor bill.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay 20%. So you got two ways to do it. You can get a supplement, cost you a couple hundred a month, a hundred and something a month, whatever it costs mm-hmm. you. Or you can get an HMO or a PPO, which costs you nothing out of pocket. They take $110 a month or whatever it is out of your Social Security check. And then you might pay a $10, $5, $20 copay for no matter what it is when you go in. And then what they do with the HMOs, Medicare basically gives the HMO $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a year and says, take care of them. And the regulations on these HMOs and PPOs is extreme, because they have to now answer to the government to make sure they're taking care of the people. So they're always bugging you to go into the doctor, get physicals, get this, because they really don't want you to get sick, because if you get sick, they lose money.
And the doctors on the other side probably would like to reduce their throughput. Because they're getting it per capita. So it don't matter whether they see you once a year or 12 times a year.
So the whole system,
is crazy.
If they can keep you healthy, it works. Well, bottom line is, okay, what is wrong with this system? Why should only old people get this? Why can't young people have it? So what they'd have to do, Tom, is raise the payroll taxes.
I was just going to say, Joe, the reason is simple.
Yeah.
Simple. The old folks have been working like you.
Yeah.
I'm not old.
You just look old.
But your grandfather's sitting over here,
Pastor Tom.
Right, exactly. We've been paying into the system for so many years that at least we've offset some of the costs that they're spending on us now.
Exactly.
If you gave it to everybody, well, then where is this? But where's the money coming from?
Another thing that happens.
You're right. They got to raise the payroll.
Well, of course they do. But what happens is, so if you work for an employer that provides health insurance for the employees, mm-hmm. let's say it costs them $500 a month per employee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they're holding $500 a month out of the person's paycheck to cover the health insurance cost, they can give them a $500 raise.
Yeah.
Basically, they can offset it. And young people don't get sick. I mean, of course they do, but not like old people. old people, we have all the problems. That's what happens when you don't get to die. You end up with everything in the world that can go wrong, and it costs a fortune to maintain it. Here's Barb's brother. Here's your wife. I mean, here's mine. I mean, it's and I've gone through it, and we all go through it. You are going through it. Mm-hmm. Everybody goes through it. So young have always paid for the old. We paid into the system forever. Well, and then you start collecting when you get old if you don't die.
Well, yeah, it's similar to Social Security.
Yeah,
in that respect.
Very similar.
Yeah, because you're right, because they don't put money away.
No.
When they take it out of your paycheck,
right,
and you pay those Medicare taxes, Social Security right. taxes, you think that goes into a fund and they call that the trust fund?
There's no such thing. They call it trust us fund.
Right, it's a trust us fund. Really what it is, it goes into a fund but then gets sucked out immediately and replaced by an IOU from the federal government. That's basically it.
It's about 15% of everybody's paycheck, whether it's being paid a portion by the employer or it's being paid by you. But basically 15% of your income is going to Medicare and Social Security. Okay, make it 18, make it 20, make it whatever you need to be, but make the system fair. And if you made every government employee, every politician, everybody on the same medical system, it'd be pretty hard to find other than normal thievery from providers, you know, which whoever they might be, hospitals, doctors, whoever's trying to cheat, which that's going to happen. You know, and then they've got to prosecute them, which they do, and go. So I'm 100% in favor of a one-payer system. And then people say, well, insurance companies, they don't like that. Well, no kidding. But insurance companies will now provide the supplements, which is insurance, and the HMOs and the PPOs. They provide the same thing they're doing now for old people. Medicare picks up.
Do you trust them?
Who?
The government? To take care of you?
Let me tell you something. If it wasn't for Social Security and Medicare, you and I would not be living in Florida. And neither would Pastor Tom, because there'd be no people here. We'd all be living with our kids up north.
All my kids live in Florida.
Well, all I'm saying is...
You know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah, I know what you're saying. When you go to a single-payer system, now they are the ones who are actually physically paying every nickel of every dollar of every bit of insurance you have. Well, it's a whole different ballgame then.
But it's still, it's even when you take insurance companies, the fraud, there's fraud in every one of these things. There's always going to be abuses. I don't care if it's a single payer. Like people that argue against Social Security and Medicare today, as I said before, and I know people, extreme conservatives, they'll sit there and say, oh, this is a terrible thing, it's socialism. And I said, take your Social Security check away and take your Medicare away, where would you be, old guy? You know, who's got a pension of two grand a month.
For the very wealthy, it doesn't matter.
The very wealthy, they don't care. Well, the very wealthy don't care about anything. I mean, they've got enough money to take care of them. But mm-hmm. How many percentage-wise is that? It's probably less than 10% of the old people.
Probably 10%.
Yeah.
But there's another problem here is that, you know, the reason that we have this problem with health insurance and health care is the cost. And the cost is driven up because of litigation. And lawsuits and things. And certainly if someone is injured by the hospital or the doctor, they should have a recourse to compensate themselves for their pain and suffering and loss and so forth.
That's a whole different subject, but I do know
but
this.
But it all factors in.
Pastor Tom is right.
Because if there was some reform, right. Not only in medical care coverage, because, you know, my wife was recently in the hospital, right. And we get a bill, and you look in here, and the aspirin, you know, what you pay for just enough to buy aspirin for the entire family for a year.
Of course.
And
I think more than a year.
So, you know, all these items are inflated. You know, a 15-cent paper item might end up costing you $25. And the reason they charge you those rates is because of the litigation, and they've got to cover those expenses.
Well, the other side of the coin is, though, too, you see what happens. Once you're on Medicare, there are going to be two bills. There's going to be the one the hospital or doctors are charging you, then the one that Medicare pays. And there's a major difference between the two, because Medicare says this is how much you're going to collect, and if you don't want it, you're no longer a Medicare provider. So 90% of the doctors in Florida are Medicare providers, because if they weren't, they're pediatricians, psychiatrists, even psychiatrists on Medicare, because there's benefits that way. But all I'm trying to say is, it'll never be 100%. There's no such thing. But the key is that today, Obamacare is not going to work, not the way it is, and it's not working under the the existing insurance thing, because we got these holes where people just don't have coverage. If you don't have enough money, I mean, you take your age, Vin, old guy.
As young as I am, go ahead.
You know, you're paying $1,000 a month for health insurance.
Right.
You know, now not everybody can afford $1,000 a month for health insurance. Tons of people can't.
I can't.
See, living proof right over. I didn't want to say Pastor Tom can't.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about this before. When they went to the Affordable Care Act,
yeah.
I looked at it. My wife and I looked at it, and we had to make the decision. We're either going to eat and have a place to live, or we're going to buy health insurance.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it was just
cost prohibitive. I hate to tell you, you can afford to skip a few meals, you know.
Well, I am.
He's on a special diet. Leave him alone.
I know.
He's doing good. He lost a pound last
week. What amazes, you know, he actually lost 5.
He did?
So far.
Wow. So far.
I'm impressed.
But he's not happy. He's on this liquid green stuff and grinding all up in a thing and drink it.
Yeah, it's a juicer stuff. You know what? I'm thinking of doing that, though. Well, I heard that's very helpful.
Well, it's helpful, and it helps you to lose some weight.
So maybe I won't have those antioxidants in your body and all that stuff.
But I'm thinking that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, you know. Try to stay away from those hospitals and doctors.
Can we grind up a steak and put it through there and make it taste good?
I've been trying to figure out how to put Nutty Buddies and Hershey bars in the
mix, juicer, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't work.
1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. And this is the Team Martech Hour. And the Team Martech Hour is a group of local professionals that includes Vince Rosino, CPA, who's sitting here, includes Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, who's not sitting here, Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, whose wife's having an MRI today, he's not sitting here, Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart Realtor, is not sitting here.
She's busy.
Who else is left? Who's left? Dan?
Greg Fasula.
Greg Fasula, attorney, who's
not here.
Not here.
Everybody's absent.
But what happens is, 10 years ago or so, I'm a financial advisor, also called a stockbroker, a securities principal, means lots of licenses. And clients of mine are always going to ask me questions that I don't know the answers to, and specifically taxes, insurance, real estate, things like that that I might have opinions on. But you don't want to hire me, and I'm not going to take your money to do those things, because that's not what I do. I'm a financial advisor. So in order to be what I consider a credible financial advisor, you have to develop allegiances or alliances with other credible professionals. And that word is a big one. Credible is a synonym for integrity. Finding people that were not new in business, that have been in business a long time, and I'm talking 20 and 30 years or maybe longer, no kids that are just starting out in business. I wanted people that were established, and in my opinion, we're in the top 10% of the people in that field in their area. And we've been able to do that, and we've been very successful at it, and we've helped lots and lots of people. And it's, you know, Pastor Tom, it's not a direct analogy, but I know some good preachers that are making really good money, and they get a real nice house, and the church pays for them, because they got to live and eat regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So you get paid for doing good things for people. And that's like a side effect. It's just a wonderful thing. And it makes you feel good when you can do something good for people. And sometimes you don't get paid and you do something for people and you still feel good. So that's the concept of our group. So today when we're on the radio, if people have questions that have to do with their money, 401ks, IRAs, what did we have last week? Somebody was wanting to know if he could roll a 401k into an IRA.
We also did a show on... We did a show on Social Security.
Yeah.
Which is very, very pertinent now, because a lot of people are approaching that age now, and they want to know whether they should do it early, wait.
You know, last week, young lady, I say young, she's 60. She was married 23 years to a state trooper up in Georgia who died. Now, mm-hmm. I didn't ask how, but she's getting like $35,000 a year as a benefit. But I said, you know, you also can have a Social Security benefit, which could be your spouse's Social Security. You can then avoid taking yours maybe until you're 70, whenever that number's higher. But you can take somebody else's, and if you have a deceased husband or...
With one proviso, Joe.
One proviso, which is?
They have to be collecting themselves. spouse. You're going to go for a spousal benefit.
But if the spouse is gone, dead.
That's a different story.
There's the other.
That's the other side.
Yeah.
If it's dead, yeah, then you can, at 60, you're eligible.
Yeah. But now he's gone, and I just said, hey, what you need to do is go down to Social Security, make an appointment, go down there, and let them show you the different figures, and understand that if you don't take your own Social Security till you're 66 or 70, you can take your deceased husband's benefit. And it's just one of those wrinkles. But once you make a decision the wrong way, you've only got a few months to correct it. And it's
about a year.
Is it a year?
A year to correct that.
And most people don't know. Once they make that decision, you know, they're kind of stuck with it. So it's like going in at 62 and taking it.
Well, essentially, you're applying for both benefits simultaneously when you apply yourself,
yep.
If you're eligible. If you're not eligible and you're just relying on your husband,
right.
Then you got to be that 60 years of age
to be eligible
yourself.
1-888-221-8990, 1-888-221-8990. Then I had another client, a person that called in on the radio show, and her husband was retiring, I think, from the fire department or something, and they'd been meeting with brokers like me and trying to figure out what to do because they had to roll the money out of the program by a certain date.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
You were on it. And I talked to her after the show, and I said, she was asking me questions that were very specific about these different programs. And I said, you know, go to your bank. Just go to your bank and say, roll it over, and they'll do the paperwork. You don't have to do anything. And then take your time. You can research for the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, a year, something else you want to do with that money, rather than being under the gun and making a decision quickly. And you can also go and go to a broker and put it in a money market account or something like that and do the same thing. But the bank, I think, is less threatening to me, just as a short-term type of thing. Not going to put much pressure on a person if they just say, hey, I want to roll it into a savings account, let's say, rather than tying it. And you're not going to get paid anything. I don't care if it's a CD. You're not going to get paid. But I'm talking as a short-term thing before you make a real decision once you lock yourself in. Anyway, it was just a couple of subjects that we got into.
But if they're rolling from a certain account, like an IRA or something, don't they have to put it into another IRA or another type
of program?
If
you're rolling from 401k, you got to go into an IRA. If you're going from an IRA, you can go to another IRA.
Mm-hmm.
But don't take the money out. You see, the problem, a lot of people make the mistake.
So if you took it from the 401k, put it in a CD until you decided what you want to do,
IRA
you're
going to
end up paying taxes.
No, if it's an IRA CD, it's one thing. But if you take it out of the IRA,
mm-hmm.
it's a distribution, and you've got 60 days to roll it over.
Let's just say you take it and put it in your pocket and you cash it in.
Yeah, then you're done because you got to pay the tax on it.
But if you put it into an IRA within 60 days,
you're good.
Then you're okay.
But most people don't realize that 60 days goes by real
really
quick.
Bad.
And a lot of them don't realize, and then they're past the deadline, and then you're really in the mess. Best thing to do is do a trustee-to-trustee exchange.
Normally, we just call it a transfer, like Vince mm-hmm. says, trustee-to-trustee, because it's the words they use have nothing to do with what I call normal life. It'll be a custodian, is the custodian of the money. And that can be any of 10 different places, a brokerage account, a bank, it can be anybody. But somebody holds your money in this IRA, but it can be any kind of approved retirement plan.
Retirement plan,
I mean,
right,
what is there, exactly. Like 10 or 15 different?
There's a lot of those little wrinkles, like Mike mentioned last week about the self-directed.
Yeah.
There's so many different subgroups of investment.
They got 457 plans, defined benefit plans.
And those,
they go on and on.
It's a very complicated portion of the law, these retirement plans.
But the key is this. The rule is if you take the money out and you spend it and you don't put it back in within 60 days, it's a taxable event. And if you're under 59 and a half,
you got an extra 10% hit on top of that.
On top of it.
So it's income taxes and 10%.
And a penalty. I like another one. One of my favorite rules in the whole thing is required minimum distributions.
Oh, yes.
Don't you love that one?
Does everybody know what those are?
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we should talk about that.
You know,
go ahead.
Well,
start the discussion.
When you turn 70 and one half, now where in the world that number came from, we never know. I often call this is like being Catholic. Don't ask questions, you just are one, you know, but...
Yeah, that's true. I don't know where this 70 and a half business came from.
It was 59 and a half.
59 and a half, and I guess what they're trying to do is kind of corral you.
Somebody had to pick a number, and somebody, I guess, got it out of the hat one day. The rule is, if you're under 59 and a half and you take money out of any retirement plan and spend it, don't put it back within 60 days, you're going to pay a penalty plus tax. Then government says, okay, if you haven't taken the money out of your retirement plan by age 70 and a half, you have a formula, they do, that says you've got to take out a certain percentage every year of whatever's in that account. And every year it goes up and up. Like, I'm paraphrasing, it's not exact. But roughly at 70 and a half, it's around 4% of whatever's in the account. When you turn 90, it's about 10%. When you turn 115, they want the last dollar. And it keeps going up percentage-wise every year, the older you get if you don't die.
Can I just interrupt, Joe? There are exceptions to this 59 and a half rule.
Yes, there are.
I mean, you could take a lifetime annuity, for example, and not be subject to the penalty. You could have extenuating circumstances, medical reasons
right.
for taking it out. You could borrow against the 401k,
right.
which is not taxable. So there are all sorts of little wrinkles and nuances you need to understand. So it's not as cut and dried as it sounds.
And, you know, and I've sat with people before when they're trying to, okay, here is a person 50 years old that wants to retire. And I said, well, the only way we can go with you is the 72T, which is now a system that allows you to take a systematic payment, like
right.
you say,
that's
a pension.
That's what they call them, systematic know, payments, right.
And you're going to take an income from it, and you're allowed to do that without a penalty.
Right.
You just can't all of a sudden elect a 72T blindly. There's got to be reasons for it, don't there? I mean, I've never written one.
No, I don't know the detail on the law, yeah. but I know that if you can justify. And it's allowed in your plan.
Exactly.
If you can take the systematic payments, you won't be subject to that
there
penalty.
There you go. Anyway, there's lots and lots of whole different rules and a lot of stuff that we take for granted because we do it every day. You know, we've had quite a few people that have called in on the show and asked us questions that luckily we were able to help them with that we didn't consider difficult. But let me tell you, the word ignorant, it does not mean you're not bright. All it means is you haven't learned it yet.
Don't know it.
Well, you know what the technical definition of ignorance?
Huh?
It's just lack of knowledge. And that's what ignorant is.
That simple.
Yet it's kind of got this negative connotation.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All right, you're an ignoramus, you know?
Yeah, you know, and the ignoramus means you are stupid, right? But ignorant.
Why are you looking at me when you say that, Vince? I don't know.
Nothing well, personal, Pastor Tom.
I think you look really semi-intelligent, Pastor Tom.
Okay.
Well, actually, now that he's lost the 5 pounds and he got a haircut.
Yeah, that ponytail's gone now.
He's lost 5 years.
I never had a ponytail.
he looked darling, let me tell you, folks. I really thought he was cute as all get out with that long hair. 1-888-221-8990.
Pastor Tom, Joe, you're supposed to tell the truth on a Christian radio station.
I am. I said you're darling. That's true.
Yeah, but you're stretching.
you're stretching.
You have to understand. Even to be a Christian, it doesn't mean you can't have some humor once.
You're trying to get under my skin there a little bit.
I've done pretty well at it, haven't I?
I think so.
I think so.
Joe's an ace at that.
Tell them
the truth, because I'll have people that...
you're ugly as sin. No, I can't
well,
say that.
Well, that's...
That's closer.
That's enough. Close enough.
No, you're not. You're a handsome devil. You're a good-looking man. You know, you might... You know...
all of a sudden, he's tongue-tied. You don't get Joe Martek tongue-tied very often.
I don't know about you guys.
1-888... Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
But you don't like it. 1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. This is a talk show.
And if you have questions about financial matters, this is the time to call.
Taxes?
Anything. 401ks, retirement, Social Security.
We could talk wills and trusts, even though we don't do them. We've both been involved in hundreds of them, maybe more than hundreds over the years, so we have a real good knowledge of it. We don't do them. We have an attorney in our group that does them, and there's lots of attorneys that'll do such thing. You don't have to use us to ask a question. You can use anybody. We're not really wait a minute. I don't really mean that part.
You want to ask us.
I prefer us.
That's
right. But the bottom line is you don't have to. Even after we help you, you could go to your own person and do whatever it is. That's fine.
I'm hoping that we can basically stimulate them and put enough of a question in their minds that they'll seek help from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully from us, but maybe their own professionals.
Well, there are a lot of people out here that they have questions in their mind. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to do.
Right.
Maybe the program today will help get...
Yeah, you know, it's like if Mike was here, and I thought he might be here today with talking mortgages, which we've done.
Yeah, well, that's near and dear to everybody's heart.
Well,
like taxes.
You know, like I had a lady last week that called into the show, and I talked to her afterwards. and her mother listened to the show, and her mom says to her daughter, says, you got to call this guy, because here's a young family. I don't know how young they are, but they have seven children, husband and wife. And we were talking about Mike's USDA mortgage. And the USDA, United States Department of Agriculture, of all the people in the world, here's the government again, has 100% financing if you qualify. If you qualify. Now, you can't make too much and you can't make too little. You have to fill this slot. But it's only for technically what they call rural.
Yeah, rural. You got to be out in the country.
Unfortunately or fortunately, they consider all of Martin County rural, which is a goofy thing, but that's just the rules.
Yeah, it is kind of strange.
In St. Lucie County, it's really out west of, even west of tradition or west of St. Lucie West. It's out in the country. But what happens is the USDA program, it's 100% financing if you qualify.
Mm, now, pretty good.
Here's a family, and I think I was talking to Mike today. He said that family of seven could make $100,000 a year and qualify. Now, if you're only a family of four, you have to make $75,000 or less. But you can't make less than, say, $40,000. There's numbers in between. Well, so she called and I talked to her and gave her Mike, and he's helping them. Now, they can't build a house with it. They got to buy an existing house. But what she wanted to do was have a rural life with chickens and stuff like running in a yard.
Ideal for her.
Yeah, which seven mm-hmm. kids and stuff. Put those kids to work out there, towing that barge and building that hay, you know, all that. What's that stuff, Tom?
Toting the barge.
Toting the city kid here, you know. Milking those chickens.
Right there out on the range, you're toting that barge.
A barge on the range.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well.
Well, that's a good alliteration you just did there, John.
I don't know.
Anyway.
But it's a good program for people that are, you know, wanting to live out in a rural area.
Personally, yeah, hey, and it technically works in all of Martin County. You could be in Palm City and Stewart and get this. It's amazing. But, you know, I don't necessarily agree with everything the government does. In fact, I agree with very little that they do. But it's called, why not, if you can qualify for it, take advantage of the system while it's there, because it's there. And, right. and you know, I think it's one of the greatest things going.
Well, it's like the VA loan for the veterans.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're going to purchase a home, it's a great way to get it. I remember back when I bought my house, there was a program, and I paid $1 down.
There you go.
$1.
$1. And I remember going in and signing the contract, and I gave her four quarters.
Took you a week to find those four quarters, huh? Well, you know what? It's an interesting thing. Of course, my dad was Second World War. Mm-hmm. And after the Second World War, they called it GI housing, because all the guys that came home, VA loans, and every house on the block, you know, remember Levittown and all that stuff?
I remember Levittown, sure.
Same thing in Detroit, where I'm from originally. So the whole thing was, it helped all of these young guys when they came back own their first home. And, you know, this was the greatest camaraderie.
Yeah, those houses at that time were like $6,000 to $8,000.
Very low.
They were giving them what we thought were outrageous rates back then, 4.5% mortgages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We thought back in the 80s and 90s, that was like a number that was ridiculously low. Of course, now we're back to where we were back then.
Yeah, Mike was talking about it.
But the difference between some of these government programs, like the VA loan or these other loans, is that you can get in for a little down.
Right.
Where if I went through a conventional loan on my home, I would have had to come up with $10,000, $15,000, $20,000.
Exactly.
It depends. You can get FHA, Fannie Mae loans, FHA for 3% down, and there's all kinds of little.
So $100,000 home, you'd need a $3,000 down
plus
payment.
Closing costs. Plus you can get out of there for $10,000.
So. And sometimes the lender will allow the seller to pay the closing cost. If the house will appraise, you know, to the right amount, they'll allow them to pay your closing cost. There's lots of things for young people or people that are tight on a budget. One of the things that's just critical today are credit scores, and these credit score things. This is something new. Act when we were young, there was no such thing as credit scores. You had to show ability to pay, and you had to have credit. They didn't have numbers that gauge. But today, if you're about 650 or better for a credit score, you can get a mortgage today on a house. And 650 is not what's called a high score.
And Mike said he was doing some with lower than that.
Some in the fives, and especially with VA, because sometimes they don't look at credit so much. And then some of the VA or FHA loans are assumable to the next person that comes along. There's all kinds of nuances. We had a fella call in, And he owns a house free and clear, big house, he said, and he wants to have another house for his mother-in-law. And how could he do it? Well, we kind of got thinking about it. If he brought his mother-in-law in, because he'd have to co-sign for her with a mortgage, but he could get a homestead and make a joint tenant with her or a trust and put her on it as first, let the place be homesteaded, which gets now $25,000 or $50,000 worth of homestead deduction, plus that guarantee no more than 3% a year, and he could keep his other place as a homestead because it would be in his mother's name, but if she died, it would automatically go to him. Joint tenants with rights of survivorship, like a husband and wife. So there are things that can be done
legally
that are 100% legal and proper, but it's called this Social Security thing. Same thing. If you don't know, you may make the wrong decision, but once you have enough information, you make an informed decision.
You know, there's another old expression, you know, ignorance is bliss, but it's not always the case.
No, ask the police that.
Yeah. In fact, ignorance can hurt you if you don't know.
Oh,
so you got to go out and seek information.
Yeah, I remember getting pulled over by a cop on State Road 60 in Bradenton, or Brandon, that's where it was, Brandon, and there was a whole bunch of them pulling everybody over. And he pulled me over and he says, "You were speeding." And I said, "Speeding? If I was, it was just barely." And he says, "Yeah, you were 5 over. And I said, "You got to be kidding me. You're going to give me a ticket for 5 over? He says, "Yep. Got an airplane in the sky, and everybody that's 5 over, we're nailing." He said, "I'm sorry, but that's the directive, because the airplane is flying around, and that's why
you got to pay for the airplane.
We got to pay for the airplane, you know." And that was it. Because, you know, almost always you get 5, 7, 8, 9 miles an hour over, and they don't care you. But they did me that day, 5 over. I'm so happy.
Did you learn anything from that?
I learned, look at airplanes.
Now, whenever he sees an airplane, he's got to watch himself.
1-888.
Well, wash himself, one or the other.
Yeah, boy. Well, you know, it's. We've all been pulled over. Well, maybe not all of us, but I sure have been pulled over by police. And 90% of the time, they've been really nice to me, especially because I'm old now. They think, you know, gee, look at this poor old guy. I hate to pick on him. You know, when you're young, I don't think there's quite as solicitous.
Joe, it depends on who it is. I was a lot younger, man. I got pulled over by a very young female state trooper who was by the book. She didn't want to hear nothing. She yells on a speaker, "Stay in your car." I was doing about 65 and a 55, I think. And I was going up the highway. I was the only one on the road. So naturally, you think, well, nobody on the road. What am I worried about?
Well, guess what?
So much for that. But she was very, very strict and by the book, and I got the ticket.
Well, hey, you know, we didn't deserve it.
I'm not saying that.
I had a fellow, I was coming home from here, not past her time, I wasn't here, but I was in Palm City going across the bridge, coming across the top of the bridge, speeding. Cop pulled me over, and he says, "You know what you're doing?" I said, "Yep, I was speeding." He says, "You know how fast you're going?" I says, "Well, as soon as I saw you behind me, I looked, and I looked like I was doing 50. He said, "Yeah, you actually got up to 55, and it's a 35-mile zone." And I says, "I'm so happy." And I said, "I can see my house from where you pulled me over. I'm right over there. I could walk to it from here." And I said, I just wasn't paying attention.
First thing they tell you, Joe, is never admit to what you think how fast you were going.
Well, I did.
He said, "No, I don't know. You know better than me. You have the gun."
He gave me 9 over. Nice guy, which was a fine ticket. I didn't mind. You know, and I deserved it. It was I was going way too fast, but wasn't paying. Coming over that bridge, he says, "Yeah, it's pretty easy to speed coming down that bridge."
It is,
because you're not paying attention, and you might be accelerating on the way up. And if you wait a little too long, you
got to actually be braking on the way down, because otherwise, yeah, you're going to be past it. The speed limit. And they wave at the bottom for you.
Well, that's where he got me. 1-888-221-8990.
I don't understand.
What?
I was coming down 95 today. I had a client I was up visiting. Coming down 95. They closed off, I think up there by St. Lucie West, they closed off a whole lane, like the right lane, for maybe a quarter mile, half a mile, whatever. On both ends of this lane closing, there's a state trooper vehicle.
Both ends. Okay.
The lights flashing.
Keeping you from coming into that lane.
Yeah, and I'm saying, I can't believe that we're spending our money doing that.
Well,
don't they have like these machines with the signs that flash and say, you know,
let me ask you
back
a question.
Off?
You know, remember the word ignorance and naive? I mean, you're wearing that hat really tight today. You expect the government to do things that are intelligent?
Well, it wasn't that I didn't understand how it happened or why it happened. I'm asking why is it continuing to happen?
You're wearing that hat really tight today, Vin. I mean, you have lived a long time to understand that our government is out there to waste our money.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's their job.
Oh, sorry. That was the revelation I was waiting for.
It's like standing at a corner watching seven guys digging one hole with one guy doing the digging and six guys.
Yeah, but
it's a training session.
It's a training session.
Right? What a waste.
But it is. Well, the government waste is astounding. Is astounding. But you know, here's another ridiculous piece of trivia, which is useless. Hmm. Out of the total budget, only 14% of our total budget goes to everything except defense, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid.
That's called discretionary spending.
Military and interest. Mm-hmm. Discretionary spending, which is all the money the government spends, like on All Aboard Florida, they're talking about doing a government guaranteed loan, which means when they default, we'll pay. But you see in the paper today, they're now saying they're going to try to get a bond issue, private money. Can you imagine anybody in the world putting up a nickel in a bond issue for private money to build All Aboard Florida? I just can't believe it. Anyway.
Well, this is a political football here.
Oh, boy. 36 each way, isn't it?
No, I thought it was 60.
Well, it's not stopping anywhere here on the Treasure Coast either.
Thank goodness. No.
Yeah, but they're all grade level crossings. So that means you'll be sitting behind those for at least.
Well, see, being a boater, it is really not happy because when that railroad bridge starts to go down nice and slow, it's gone down most times 20 minutes before the train gets there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it goes back up pretty fast after the train goes by. But I have sat literally for 40 minutes waiting for that bridge to open. Now, people don't have much sympathy for me that on the big boat, but I have sympathy for me.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe them, just ask me.
Anyway, folks, if you don't want to talk to us on the radio, which sure seems like it's that way, how much time we got, Pastor Tom?
We have about 20 minutes or so.
You can
a little
call,
less than that, about 18 minutes.
Call the radio station, and Pastor Tom and his able assistant out there, Connie, who is sitting and waiting for phone calls.
Mm-hmm. God, Connie's falling asleep today out there. There's no activity.
Connie, how come you're not getting any phone calls?
Last week we had so many calls she couldn't keep up with.
She's not
them.
Even listening right. to me. But I'm used to being ignored by women, too. That's nothing new there.
We're missing Dan today.
Is that what it is? Dan's usually...
I don't know.
He gets 1-888... I started to say, and I probably didn't finish it, if you don't want to talk to us on the radio, but you want to talk to us off air... The number at the station is 888. You dial 1-888-221-8990, 1-888-221-8990, and Pastor Tom or Connie will take down your name and number and have us call you back. And I had
one of those today, Joe.
Good.
He didn't want to talk on the air, mm-hmm. and so he said, you know, give me his number, and I got a phone call today.
There you go.
And he came to the office, yep. and we chatted.
Yeah, we get calls here throughout the week from time to time. People call and say, hey, I heard these guys. Can you give me their number?
Yep.
And we do that.
Yeah, we've had some really, you know, as I said, we've had some people that we've really helped. And in fact, Mike, as I said, talked to this lady with the seven kids and it looks like they can put it together for them. And that was a really, really nice thing because, I mean, I'm looking at this, what was that, the Walton family? Picturing them out there with the animals, mm-hmm. you know, milking those chickens.
Well, I think it's great. You know, I grew, you know, talking about, you know, being out in a rural area when yeah. I grew up, I was out in a, you know, our nearest neighbor was probably half a mile away, you know.
What was the name of that next town you said?
Well, I lived in a little place outside of Rome, Georgia. There was a town called Lindale, and outside of Lindale was Boozville, and Boozville was between Silver Creek and Buttermilk Valley and about 3 miles from Booger Holler.
Oh. But there was another thing.
And the only place smaller than the place where I grew up was Resume Speed.
Resume Speed, right? That was the one I liked. Resume Speed. I think we have a phone call.
Ooh.
Does this say we have here? Yes,
well,
it does.
I think so.
We're going to find out. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Yes, hi. I have a question.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the question is this. I filed taxes in March. And to this date, I have not received a refund. I was supposed to get a refund. I've checked the IRS website, and it always says processing. but it's been many, many months, and I'm just wondering, I never got received a letter from IRS, so I'm just wondering if that's something that is normal.
Well, I've seen this before. No, it's not, well, I say normal. I haven't seen that much of it, but I have seen this processing business. And that means that somewhere in the system, they're trying to match up your returns with payments, and they haven't yet posted it. But the only thing I could suggest to you is that you call them. I'll give you a number to call them, 800-229-1040.
You write that down, 800-229-1040.
And inquire. There is a person that you can actually talk to about this, and they'll tell you what's going on with your return.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense to you, or help you a little bit?
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
I will do that then. I try to find a number. I can never find anyone to talk to.
Well, that's the...
Vince
Rosino, CPA, he's got that number burned into his forehead because he's talking to him constantly.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for calling and listening.
I enjoyed your talk show very much. Thank you.
Call Pastor Tom when we're not on the radio and tell him that you really enjoy me picking
on him. I heard that.
Sure will.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, it's funny. I've got another client, Joe. This was an out-of-state, wasn't Florida. It was a state return up north. We filed for an amended return to claim a refund for losses he incurred. Do you know it's been 8 months, despite the fact that I've corresponded with them, gave them everything they wanted, and they're still holding on to his money. So we got to talk on Friday.
Well, you know, that literally doesn't surprise me. You know that.
Well, I know what the reasoning is. It's just infuriating for the client and for me.
Sure.
Because, it's one thing delay, but then ask for something and you give it to them and then take 6 months to react.
But don't they?
Doesn't make sense.
Now it used to be they would just process refunds and send it out, and then they would get information from other people that didn't jive with the tax return, and then they'd come back to you and say, hey, you know, we made a mistake. You need to do this or do that. But I think, aren't they, sometimes they're waiting now to jive the information first?
Yeah, well, they're getting better at it, Joe. But before I forget to remind you, when we get done with the calls and all, I'd like to talk about bank loans and personal financial statements. Remind me to talk to you about that.
Hey, what's that IRS number again? Repeat that.
It's 800-229-1040.
800-229-1040. Write that number down. You might need it. We got another caller here. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
The question is, I now work for the federal government, but I used to work for the county. I have the option of receiving my county pension. Now my age is 52. Should I go ahead and take the money monthly, or should I leave it in where it is?
Well, boy, this is a taxable problem.
It's not only...
Are you still on the radio? Nope.
Yeah, she's still there.
You're still here, ma'am?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, good. Vince, what do you think?
Well, I think we need a little bit more information from her. Now, this pension, if she took it early...
Right.
She's 52.
Right.
The question is, if it is a pension with systematic payments...
Right.
Then yes, it would be taxable, but it'd be taxable without any penalty.
Like a 72T type thing I was talking about.
Exactly.
Does that make, what Vince is trying to say is that if you don't take it in a lump sum, probably, if you did, you might have a big penalty in taxes. But if you take a pension, literally take a check every month, set up the system, that might, even though you're young, it might not trigger a problem in the system. Does that make sense?
Yes, I have the option of taking it monthly. Not as a lump sum, right?
Well, monthly, then that's a systematic payment. For the rest of your life, I take it?
Yes, for monthly. The rest of my life.
Okay. And then you're basically still working for the government, but a different agency, and you could build up time in order to take that again. What probably sometimes, do you have a tax person that you talk to or a financial advisor?
No, not really.
Okay. One of the things you might do is leave your number here with the front desk, and what we'll have is Mr. Rosino, CPA, will talk to you off the radio and try to ask you a few more questions just so you don't make a bad decision.
Because it's not so much the taxes, also in conjunction with that is your whole financial plan. as to whether it makes sense to take it now, or does your benefit increase as you get older? So if you left it with them, presumably that benefit could increase over time. Is that right?
I think it could.
Is this lady's name?
I'm not sure.
Is this Joy? Is that your name?
Yes.
Okay, Joy, what we're going to do, we're going to get back to you after the show, and Mr. Rosino will catch you today or tomorrow and see if he can ask you a few more questions and get a little bit more information to make sure you don't make a bad decision. Is that okay?
All right.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you,
guys. Bye.
Bye.
Yes, sirree. That's you know.
You see, in these situations, in isolation, it's tough to give an answer like that because you need to know what is her financial status.
Yeah.
Does she need the money to live?
Yeah.
Does the benefit grow if she leaves it there?
Yeah.
And these are all questions that need to be answered before you can give it an answer. Oh, should I take it now? It's like Social Security. Should I take it at 62 or should I take it at normal retirement age?
Maybe.
Or wait.
The answer is maybe.
Maybe. Exactly. But there's a lot of things that need to go into this decision. Yep. It's not simple cut and dried answer.
Okay. You've got about 8 minutes left.
One.
If anybody would like to call.
What number should they call, Pastor Tom?
Toll free, 888-221-8990.
888-221-8990. And it's kind of nice we get a question once in a while that is a little bit different. You know, I like that one from Joy. She that's something that we haven't heard.
You know,
heard
she worked for for the county, then now she's working for the federal government.
Yeah.
You have a lot of people like military people
that
retire, then they go to work for the post office, which is another quasi, you know, government agency, and then you have things like that. Are they required to take their retirement when they retire from the military?
See, this
or
is the
can
thing.
They this defer
the
that?
We don't know. I don't know what the plan calls for, whether she's compelled to take it or are they just offering her the option to take it. If she doesn't take it, what becomes of her benefit?
Is and is there a provision to roll it over?
Yeah, or is there the rollover?
There's so
or if
many
she waits until she's 66 on a normal retirement age, and she keeps it with them.
Would she get more?
Will she get more?
Yeah.
So these are questions you got to have. You know, you got to answer before you can give them a real solid answer.
Well, you'd end up giving her a list of things that she'd have to do a little bit of homework on.
Right.
And it's hard to do that over the air.
Yeah, definitely.
Once you know the individual person and what their ramifications are, it makes a big difference.
But yeah, go ahead. I was going to say I wanted to talk about if we can. Because I'm getting a lot of calls lately for this. People who are going out and either getting mortgage loans on existing homes or they're acquiring buildings or commercial property.
Go ahead.
A lot of them are coming to me with these requests from the bank for personal financial statements.
Oh, boy.
You know what that is, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, sure, you know. I mean, I'm being facetious. You know, of course, but I'm sure a lot of the listening audience doesn't.
Almost nobody's ever done that.
And what they're basically asking you to do nowadays, and I saw something I was totally surprised to see in a personal financial statement, was they want to know what your assets are, what your liabilities are, and what your net worth is. So that they use in conjunction with your earnings.
Yep.
You know, what are you making? How much can you afford? All this falls into play. But you know what I found? Well, most people don't know what to do. They don't know where to even start.
No.
So what do I do with my clients is I say, okay, first send me the form that the bank is requesting you.
Right.
Because each personal financial, although they're basically the same, but each bank has their own form. So send it to me. But this one was interesting, the one I got recently from a pretty well big bank. And they were asking questions like, do you have a will?
No kidding.
And I never saw this on
never
a personal financial
ever
statement.
Seen that.
Ever.
Wow.
Do you have a will? They had the box, yes or no. They want to know, are you involved in any current litigation?
Right.
Yes or no. Then they want to know, are you paying for alimony or child support?
Right.
And there's about 10 or 12 questions
that really get into
they're getting down into the deep and down and dirty. I've never seen it to that level. They might ask you, but this is right on the form.
Yeah.
You got to check the boxes.
Well, is that a result of the recent, you know, bust and the mortgage scandals and
I'm sure this has evolved out of that
something maybe the government has placed on them that they have
what
to
happened
do
well
is,
they're covering their bases is what they're doing the banks want to know not a lot of things don't show up yet on your credit reports,
right,
even in the county courts, because it's still in process. So well, if you're involved with litigation, they want to know.
Well, one of the questions about litigation, somebody could be suing you, and if it's not final, there's no judgment.
That's exactly right.
And they wouldn't show up. Right. So they want to know, are you a party
to
it?
Are you a party to it? Right. Is this something coming down the road that they have to worry about?
Like a question that's on every one of mine with every application I do for a new client. They want to know if they're in trouble with the IRS.
Exactly.
You know,
do you have any liens against you?
But it's not even a lien.
Or do you have taxes owed that haven't yet grown into a lien?
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, speaking of money, folks, you might want to concern anybody that's not happy with what's happening in the bank. There's something called a variable annuity contract that basically says we put together investment with insurance. Now, you have to know what kind of company you're dealing with, because this is not FDIC insured, and you have to know the ability of the company to pay their claims. But if you deal with household names and good, solid, big companies, which is all I never do, you should feel pretty comfortable. Anyway, the key is that there are these companies out that are guaranteeing the company does an income on of 5%, some at 6%. On whatever you put in, and it can't go down for the rest of your life, but it can go up. So anybody that ever wants to get information on stuff like this, that's what I do. I'll get you the information and see if it fits you. I had a client just last week that and exactly what they wanted was exactly an annuity contract, because they wanted a good solid insurance company, didn't want to have aggravation from who knows what. And they're going to get this guaranteed income no matter what. And that's if you're stuck living to be 115, it just never quits. 1-888-221-8990.
You're just about out of time here.
Now, Pastor Tom, a few years ago, bought these flip cards, you know, and he...
No, I didn't buy these. I made these.
He made these. And he is so proud of these, because we're the only people in the world that gets to use them.
Yeah, we use them all the time.
What do you use them for?
We use them for the live programs that when, you know, to let them know that their time is almost
up. We're not the only live program that they have.
I thought you flashed those at your wife, you know.
No.
No.
No. No.
Dinner in 2 minutes.
I know better.
Dinner in 2 minutes.
I know better.
Wait a minute. He goes from 2 minutes to 1 minute. Then he's got a 30-second one.
Yes. He's got a 30-second.
Do we have a 15-second one?
No.
No, we got
Yes, we do.
We got a 30 and then a 15.
You want me to put the 15 second up right now?
I won't pay any attention to you. But the answer is, I like these flip cards, you know, because.
Well, it keeps you on track. It's to give you the time to know that it's time to wrap, to show up.
Do you really think this keeps me on track?
Vince?
I think so. He's just being difficult, Pastor Tom. But you know what? We're going to get a little more high tech.
You have 1 minute.
We got 1 minute. It's good. We're going to have a video display at one time in here.
See that?
That's going to have a countdown on it. So we all know
I do have a little timer that will go off and make an alarm.
A little egg
timer? It's a countdown. No, it's a countdown.
Countdown thing?
Yeah, you can do that too. But we get high tech someday. We'll get the whole video
That's
display.
Why my name is Martech. It's kind of low-tech.
But I'm being cued by the computer over here.
I see. So you know, but we don't. So you've got to cue us.
That's why I'm passing this
1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. You can call the show and talk to either Pastor Tom or Connie, and they will take your name and number and have us give you a call. Any questions we can help you with, anyone in our group, that's what we're here for. I want to thank you so much for listening, and thank you for the callers that did. And Pastor Tom just flashed 15 seconds, and now he's doing a finger count.
There
counts.
You go.
We're down to nine, eight.
Goodbye, eight, everybody. Seven.
Can you
God
still count
you
that
all.
High?
We'll see you next
thank
time.
Thank you, folks.
We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Team Martech program. The Team Martech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team Martech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team Martech is available at 772-229-0114.
I want us to realize tonight, although we may come from some different backgrounds, different cultures, many different situations, I believe that we have come here tonight for one common goal, and that's to give God some high praise. All over this house, I want us to bind together.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City.